The Buffalo Bills are getting ready for Sunday's home game against the Cleveland Browns. On this morning's Beyond the Playbook, Matt Sabuda previews that contest, but first he looks back at Monday's unusual home game against the New York Jets that was relocated to Detroit.
Really was surprising to see so many Bills fans there. These fans were vocal. They really gave the Bills a distinct home field advantage at what turned into their home away from home. Have to mention and give a shout out to the Lions and their stadium staff. I thought they bent over backwards to make not only the players but the fans feel right at home in the press box. They even served a Buffalo themed meal to welcome in the Buffalo press. Buffalo chicken wings, of course, and despite the buffalo flavor, they weren't quite buffalo wings, as we all know. But as electric as the game was, yeah, I have to say, really made me appreciate the open-air environment that we have here in Buffalo.
Okay.
Not sure what direction the team will go in the future, if they're going to go towards a closed facility, but it was just really strange watching a game inside of a giant room is what it felt like. And I guess that's, for intents and purposes, that's what it was. And it was just very weird. It lacked something for me, at least. And who knows, maybe that'll change. But it'll be nice to get back to Ralph Wilson Stadium come this Sunday.
All right, just to go back to that game on Monday, though, a little bit. The Bills basically manhandled the Jets. Second time this year they've done it. What about it? What happened on the field?
It was the most complete game that the Bills have had all season. They were a force on defense. They had an interception, 7 sacks. Mario Williams had 2. He's right up there for the league lead, right behind Justin Houston, I believe. Jerry Hughes had a couple of sacks. The offense just picked apart the Jets' weak secondary. Robert Woods had just an astonishing game. 9 catches, 118 yards. And I think that was even more significant because right after the game, Rex Ryan said in his post-game press conference that the focus of their game was going to be to shut down Sammy Watkins. And they did that. But I think what they did is underestimate the talent that the Bills had on other spots. And not to be outdone was the special teams, who Booby Dixon contributed there. And I didn't even know he was a special teamer in that sense, in that he contributed with a blocked punt that was recovered for a touchdown. So in all phases of the game, they looked great.
Special teams player of the week, as a matter of fact, Booby Dixon.
No question.
Now, it's a short week again for the Bills. This is very odd. They went from a Thursday night game then to a Monday night game, with the snowstorm mixed in. Now back, of course, to a Sunday game on short rest. What do you think about that situation?
Yeah, it'll put the Bills certainly in another spot where they're challenged in terms of a short week of preparation. But I think if they respond the way they responded last week in that short week of preparation, we all like what we saw from them. Going up against the Cleveland Browns, these are two franchises that really share a rough history lately, particularly when it comes to playoff appearances. Many people may be unaware, they kind of share an interesting historical note as well, in that the original AAFC Buffalo Bills were folded in exchange in a deal that allowed the Buffalo Bills owner to take 25% ownership of the Cleveland Browns. So in many ways, and this was in the late 40s, in many ways, these two teams were blended in that sense.
Wow. How about that? That's an interesting element for sure. Now, what about, though, today? Let's talk about today. And like you said, two teams that have been looking for playoffs in the last several years, but both teams, interestingly enough, as we go down the stretch, have winning records.
Yeah, they're both on the fringe of the playoff hunt. The Browns are at 7-4, and the Bills are at 6-5. You hate to say must win, but again, this is another must win. I think most of them are for the Bills if they have any hope of maintaining that track toward a potential playoff spot. I think the crowd should really help. I really expect a home field welcome back from the faithful who make it out there on Sunday, especially after what we saw last week in the game being relocated. On the field, I think the keys to the game really, in a lot of ways, go back to the defense again. Can the defense disrupt Brian Hoyer? He's a guy that can be very dangerous if he's given time to throw, particularly with his top target, Josh Gordon, back in the lineup. And just last week, I think we saw that against Atlanta. He had a rough game most of the game, but then when Atlanta decided to go into the prevent defense with less than a minute left to go, he just picked him apart and in less than a minute drove him down the field, set him up for a game-winning touchdown.
We'll see what the Bills can do against the Browns, and then we'll be back with you to go beyond the playbook on Monday.
Looking forward to it, Jay.